A61, number 23A.
All right. Have you another one that you would like to take?
Page 121, line 29.
I repeat it for the tape, huh? Page 121, line 29. Yes? All right, Rick? Thus, as thus indicated, yes, astronomical order imitates the action of divine principle. Yes. So, we had mind as action, and now here we have the action of divine principle. Yes. Why? Perhaps somebody else answers, because you know it now. Why is it not the action of the divine mind? Wouldn't it be wonderful, the action of the divine mind? Would that be the answer? Now, yeah, the universe, the government of the universe, but it answers which terms? Does it answer the universe, or does it answer something else? Yes?
Astronomical order.
Absolutely, huh? Yeah. Now here again you can say, well, but order has to do with spirit.
But this is the stellar universe.
Yeah, exactly, huh? We cannot, you see, we cannot rely on terms, huh? I told you at the beginning of the week, I will tell that 200 times, huh? So I come back. I really say we cannot rely on words. Huh? So I know that we have been studying with a lot of students over the last 40 years. I know how they think and react. They would say, but order has to do with spirit, and not with principle. Can you see? Yes, the term order. But astronomical order, everyone knows that if one looks up in the sky and sees the astronomical order, one doesn't have a feeling of a sequence of order. Huh? Order as spirit is a sequential order, huh? Of like producing like, not the term order. Astronomical order is saying the system of the stellar universe. Huh? You could just as well have said as thus indicates that the stellar system imitates the action of divine principle. Just the same. So, be good, huh? Don't look at terms, huh? Just as you have said, astronomical order shows the system, the stellar system, the heavenly system. Yes. And that naturally is principle. Do you have another one?
May I ask a question?
Yes.
In relation to the term science, I had gotten confused, at least I just didn't know, when science is used in referring to principle as the science of all sciences, or when that term is referring to the operation of science. Is that, again, just by the context that you can determine?
I haven't quite understood what you are driving at. You have science, that principle has a science, huh?
Yes.
And that science demands a principle, yes.
So if you're considering the synonymous term,
yes,
and you come to science,
You consider synonymous terms?
You're considering principle.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
When you're considering a reference that has principle,
yes,
and has science,
yes,
whether and the capital has science, then I have not found this, a way to distinguish between its use with a synonym, or whether it is referring to science as the operational sense.
Yeah.
Did you see, does that make it clear?
Uh-huh.
Well, on page 120, there is one. Therefore, the divine principle of science. Maybe that's line 18, maybe 19. Maybe that would help.
On which page?
120.
120, yes. A line...
19.
Oh, line 19, yeah. Therefore, the divine principle of science. Mm-hmm. Yes? I haven't quite... I don't know quite what you drive at, yes? We come to the synonymous term principle. And principle is not a principle if it cannot be stated in a science. Because only a science has a principle. Or science demands a principle, or it isn't a science. And the principle is never a principle if it is not explained through a science. So they are always somehow hinging together. Huh?
Yes, so then what I'm saying is, if we haven't, for instance, marked Word or Christ or Christianity or any of those incorporeal, divine supreme infinite terms.
Yeah.
And so that's where I have started marking science when I thought in a reference with principle. And in some it seemed quite obvious.
Yes.
But then I thought perhaps I wasn't correct always.
Yeah.
So I started not marking science.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Well, I would say a principle must have a science anyway. But naturally you have the science of many things. Huh? You have the science of healing, and you have the science of marriage, she speaks in prose work, and the science of medicine, and the science of theology. You have the science of physiology. Huh? You have naturally the science of everything. But every science needs a principle. Yeah. Do you have any other interesting... yes, please?
Page 167, line
26. 167, line 26.
27. Scientific government of the body must pertain to the divine mind.
Yeah. Oh, you are with mind, yeah. Why not principle? Oh, that's a good one, yes? All right. We go back to mind and say, the scientific government of the body must be attained through the divine mind. Why not through principle? That's your question, yes. Yeah, good. That's a good question.
It's impossible to gain control over the body in any other way. So control over the body is mind. That's mortal mind.
Mm-hmm.
So That would be mind.
Mm-hmm.
Not principle.
What do you think else? Yeah. This is quite a good one, a good reference here. Yes?
If it says here must be attained through the divine mind, does that mean that we start with mind and then go into spirit and then soul and
then the... No, that doesn't mean that. That's our way of reasoning out the seven synonymous term. Huh? But if it's governed through mind, huh, it asks what is the medium through which principle governs. Huh? Yeah. And it says governs through the divine mind, huh? Not through. Yeah. Yes, Chris?
It seems that the problem is that the body can govern itself with its own life and intelligence.
Yes.
That sort of thing. And that the body is ever animated through its own intelligence is a counterfeit of mind.
Yes.
Well, there's more than one tone in there, but it seems at that point that when she's talking about the scientific government of the body, that scientific and government, although they are words that belong to principle, the sense of it, the sense of having the body ruled by its own government.
Yes.
Life, some life force in the body is mm-hmm. is what mind says no to.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a statement that could easily be misconstrued, but we come back to it. Yes, you want to.
I see God and His idea.
Yeah. You started out and say, yes, the belief is that the body is governed, self-governed, is governed through his mortal mind. And she must correct that and say, no, it doesn't be governed through mortal mind. It's always governed through something else in mortal mind, namely through ideas. So here we had that there is but one way, namely God and his idea. This scientific government, the scientific government, therefore is in mind, because it's governed through God's ideas. And that brings me now to that question which we had in the assignment. It was that question 7, which we can now take up. That question 7 was to investigate the concept of govern and government. Here we have governs. And see how Mrs. Eddy would use the term government and what she means by government, because government is one of these terms like power and law, who is used with every synonymous term, with every. But it is interesting to see how she uses it. Now, did you look up this? All right. Those who haven't done it, they just listen. And those who have done it, take now part in the discussion. What did you find out? What is the difference between governing by mind, by spirit, by soul, by principle, by life, by truth, and by love? She uses it with all seven. What is now government? Is government spirit? Is government love? Is government life? What is it? How can you weed out some of them? Yes?
I thought that it was so brought out in that reference we were
talking
before, is when it is an individual synonym, it is government by control. It's the simple function of government in controlling. But the principle, it is the system.
You mean when government has a sense of controlling, it is what? Which synonymous term?
Control of spirit, or the control of mind, control of soul. But with principle, it is the entire system that involves the relationships.
Mm-hmm. So you could say a government is belongs intrinsically to which synonymous term?
To principle.
To principle. And that with the other synonymous terms, it is usually an applied government under control.
A single function of government.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I ask you a tricky question. Is man now governed by what? By mind, by spirit, by soul, by principle, by life, by truth, by love?
Well, man, as idea, is one with his principle and his self-governing.
It's self-governing. One sees that she studied law, You know, those lawyers, they have it, They know how to get out of it. All right, yes. All right. Now, let's take a few references. Let's take 180:25. Yeah, here we have. I take a few of man governed by. So here we have, when man is governed by God, the ever-present mind, who understands all things. Why is it governed by mind here? Yes?
Because when man is governed by God, man knows.
Yes? Yeah. So you have typical application of government to mind, huh? And then man knows. But if we take man is also governed, 420, line 4. Perhaps we start right at point at line 2. There is no metastasis or stasis, no stoppage of harmonious action or paralysis. We can start right out at line 3. There you have them all. Truth, not error. Love, not hate. Spirit, not matter. Governs man. So in one sentence we have three synonymous terms that govern man. Are they combinations or are they intrinsic?
Intrinsic.
Intrinsic, are they? Yes. Oh, good. Uh-huh. Everybody agrees. No, not at all. Well, you are faced with a class that doesn't agree with you. What are you going to do now?
I'm sorry.
They are all wrong, huh? Yeah? All right. Those who don't agree, what is their contention?
I'm not sure I understand your question.
Oh. Gets worse and worse. Huh? I have. For this occasion, I have here a nice, it says, to err is human, but to really foul things up requires a computer. All right, I start all over again. My question is, we have here truth, love, spirit governs man. My question is now, governing intrinsic to this synonymous term or not?
No.
Yeah. Yes? Oh, I thought you wanted to say something, Rick. No, you are just happy. That's fine. Yeah. So we can see here they are all combined with an opposite, very clearly. Yes. So we must find another one. We have, for instance, 302. Line 22. Oh, this is a long one, huh? We start with 19. The science of being reveals man as perfect, even as the Father is perfect, because... Oh, we get a lot of them. Because the soul or mind of the spiritual man is God, the principle of all being. And because this real man is governed by soul... I know, by principle, if we have the principle of all being.
It's the opposite again,
isn't it? It's the opposite again, huh? It's governed by soul instead of, huh? Sense, again, by the law of spirit, and the opposite, not by the so-called law of matter. So again, we have man governed, but still in a combination, not showing the intrinsic nature of a synonymous term as governing. Yes?
When she used governs or governed or government by any of the synonymous terms, when she's using those words as the action or the demonstration or proof that these synonymous words are doing, is it because you get the tone of principle still, the principle is the action, the principle that's going on, working through each synonymous term on a specific problem?
That's what I would like to bring out, yes. That's why I took first the combination, so to say, yes. So let's take a principle one, huh? For instance, 318, 29. Here we have, the governor is not subjected to the governed. We have quite a neutral sense of government. In science, man is governed by God, the divine principle. Does she now give an opposite? You see? Up to now, we always had more or less an opposite. Huh? Governed by spirit, not by matter. Governed by soul, not by material sense. Governed by life, not death. Governed by truth, not error. Governed by love, not hate. But now she shows government without an opposite. Huh? Namely, explaining what government is. Now that's in principle. In science, man is governed by God's divine principle as numbers are controlled and proved by his laws. Can you see? She gives an example or a simile to show what government means. That government is a government just like numbers are controlled by his laws. She explains government. Therefore, we can see that government per se is actually principle, principle, that the inner nature of government, as we will perhaps find it in the definition, showing that government is really the relationship of a central authority to its ideas, to its many ideas, and bringing them together into one law, that this is principle. And so here she doesn't give a counterfeit. If she had said, for instance, in science, man is governed by God, the divine principle, and not by people, then we would have said, well, here again, she naturally has to use principle in order to offset the false concept that people govern. But here we have now a statement that does not do that. Whereas when you look up all the references on spirit, the government of spirit, there is always a counterfeit. The references on soul, there is always a counterfeit. Of life, there is always a counterfeit. Of truth, there is always a counterfeit involved. In love, mostly always a counterfeit involved. Whereas in principle, not. And in mind, usually also not. But there, it's always showing that it governs through what medium? Through mind, the control of the government. That's why we added, at that time, also John Dolly, also, we added as mind and as principle. It all depends which sort of government we are looking for. We are investigating. If we want to have a sense of true government, you know, what true government implies, you jolly well have only one choice, and that's principle. Because principle is that hierarchical system through which, really, the one governs the infinitude of ideas. It's absolutely principle. The moment you say, but through which means does that hierarchical government operate? You say, it works through mind, through the intelligence of mind. And therefore, it's quite interesting that there are more statements, more references on government with in conjunction with the synonymous term mind than with any other synonymous term. But in mind, you can look at it, she never will explain the inner nature of government, what government actually means, namely that it takes all the ideas together and puts it under one governor, under one authority. It's in mind, it's always that mind governs the body. It's always, as Edith has said, it's always a control over something. Yeah. So that would answer our question, which we had, question 7.